KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Action SA and KZN says it will continue providing counselling to members impacted by a recent shooting at its Sydenham branch. Olani Khadebe, the suspect behind the weekend incident, appeared in the Durban Magistrates Court yesterday. The Ward 25 eThekwini branch launch, attended by party president Herman Mashaba, had to be cancelled after several gunshots were fired. Khadebe, who's facing two charges including attempted murder, is due back in court next week for a bail hearing. The party's provincial leader, Zwakele Mncwango, says Khadebe remains a serious threat to the community. He believes the 34-year-old shouldn't receive bail.
Prosecutor raised some issues. One is the issue of unconfirmed address, and two, this guy also have two other cases that MPA need to confirm. As Action SA, we still believe that even next week, this guy mustn't get a bail, mainly because the community where he comes from and the community that was present during shooting, they are still traumatized and still scared of him. So we believe he must remain in custody.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says his working visit to Canada, where he participated in the G7 summit, was meaningful. A summit which concluded last night comes at a time of heightened global instability. The president says he aims to align G7 efforts with South Africa's G20 presidency, seeking global cooperation on energy solutions and infrastructure investment.
The issues that we put on the table is the issue of climate change and how important it should be treated by the global community with regard to our just energy transition. We also discuss the issue of critical minerals. We discuss the importance of how our critical minerals should be treated.
In other news, Road Accident Fund CEO Collins Letswalo has approached the High Court in Pretoria in an urgent bid to overturn his suspension. According to News 24, Letswalo says he received threats during his tenure and fears serious harm if his security is withdrawn. He was suspended after allegedly refusing to attend a Parliament Standing Committee on Public Accounts meeting, a claim he denies. His matter will be heard next week. And abroad, Donald Trump is reportedly considering U.S. military action against Iran as tensions ramp up in its fighting with Israel. The U.S. president called for an unconditional surrender as an exchange of rocket fire between both sides enters a sixth day. Sky's Mark Stone says it's hard to predict what path Trump will take.
This is a man who has been quite clear through the campaign and through his presidency. He wants to stop wars, not start them. And yet he is also someone who enjoys the art of the deal. And he is now applying this maximum pressure to such a delicate, delicate issue.
Meanwhile, Iran's ambassador to the UK, Sayed Ali Massavi, has insisted his country has no intention of building a nuclear weapon. He told members of the Commons Foreign Affairs Committee that all of Iran's nuclear activities are peaceful.
It is very important. It's not only for international obligation. This is our religious teachings that all of the mass destruction weapons are prohibited.
Durban 21, Pietermaritzburg 19, Richards Bay 24. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.
And coming up in your sports, a winning start for Mamelodi Sundowns at the FIFA Club World Cup. The women Proteas clinch ODI series against the West Indies, and another senior player to leave Kaizer Chiefs.